Scientists have for the first time sought to edit a gene inside the human body in the hope of treating a rare genetic disorder. The patient has Hunter syndrome, a condition caused by a malfunctioning or absent enzyme. The gene editing technology developed by a Californian company and currently being trialled is known as zinc finger nucleases. Dr. Chet Whitley is a professor at the University of Minnesota's Department of Pediatrics and is a principal investigator in the trial. He's speaking here with Sarah Sedgi.
About 3 years ago, Sangamo, the company in California who's come up with the zinc finger technology, asked me and my colleague if we could test out their gene therapy or gene editing technology in our colony of mice. We have a colony of mice that have MPS1, mucopolysaccharidosis type 1, mucopolysaccharidosis type 2, which is known as Hunter syndrome. Much to our surprise, actually, we had tremendous positive effects, efficacy, if you will. We found out in the MPS1 mouse, the mouse of Hurler syndrome, we could essentially correct the entire disease. And somewhat after that, we had a similar set of observations with the Hunter mouse.
And so I understand in 3 months from now, Brian Madeau, the man who's undergone this treatment, there'll be tests to see what has happened. What will you and the other investigators be hoping for?
If the gene editing approach works as we predict, a very small number of liver cells, fewer than 1% of liver cells, will convert their normal albumin protein production to the production of a therapeutic enzyme, the enzyme that these patients are missing. So a number of tests will be done at various intervals to measure, does the enzyme, which is basically at zero levels before the treatment, gradually go up to higher levels, levels we hope will be therapeutic. For this gentleman, he says he has had 26 surgeries. He's had a surgery every other year. And the hope that he would have and the hope that I would have is his need for some of those surgeries will diminish.
So you see the potential of gene editing therapies like zinc fingers as being able to improve the quality of life of people suffering from genetic disorders.
That's right. And it really depends upon the disorder and our ability to interact at the right time with that disorder. And every disorder will be different. It will require different kinds of gene therapy or gene editing. I think one of the key things we're going to have to keep in mind is that the disease always starts right at birth, if not before. And so we've got to be doing newborn screening for these conditions and treating very early. For some of the conditions, we are able to start enzyme replacement therapy, but that's still not addressing all the problems.
And back to the trial, you mentioned it's phase one. What's next?
Well, in both the MPS1 clinical trial and the MPS2 clinical trial, we want to treat about 9 adults and see if our expectations are met. Can we really confirm that the treatment is as safe as we hope it is? And if it's as safe as we hope it is, we'll also be looking at efficacy. How well is the patient responding? Do we have increased enzyme levels in the blood and the liver in various places? Do we see any other positive effect at all? However, in an adult in a phase one study, a limited number of patients, it's really hard to get a good assessment of what the real clinical impact is. So it's my hope, and I think the plan of the company, to go to younger children, to treat a larger number of children, prevent the disease earlier, and see if we can really change the world, change the course of disease for these people.
Dr. Chet Whitley from the University of Minnesota speaking with Sarah Sedgi.